864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Thursday, August 21st, 2025 edition. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, while having her press conference yesterday with Senators Kevin Hertel, Democrat of St. Clair Shores, Jeremy Moss of Southfield, and Sam Singh of East Lansing, took a series of questions and provided answers to the media folks that were there present. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks said she is, quote, more than happy, end quote, to put teeth into the July 1st budget-making deadline that legislators created for themselves back in 2019, which Republican lawmakers in the House failed to meet this summer when they did not put forth a budget by the said July 1st deadline. Brinks hosted a press conference with the fellow Democrat senators, and she said that the theme for the press conference was "the clock is ticking." They criticized House Speaker Matt Hall for not presenting a full budget plan for the fiscal year 2026 and allowing the Senate bills that passed unanimously to sit motionless in his House chamber. Brink said the new fiscal year begins in 41 days. And if dollars aren't committed to programs and payrolls, the state government will enter a shutdown. When asked specifically if she would put forward legislation that would trim or stop lawmakers' salaries if a shutdown transpires, Brink said, yes, certainly. I think there's a willingness to consider that kind of a bill. Clearly, the law that was passed in 2019 does not have teeth and was not effective this year. Well, first of all, it's not a law. It was a legislative rule. The reason it's a rule is because there's no punishment. There is no teeth in it. This is no different than the seven rules of our election laws that Jocelyn Benson violated in the 2020 election. She did it again in 2022. She's been found guilty of violating election laws in the state of Michigan seven times with seven different judges. But because there's no penalties attached to those laws, technically they're rules. Brinks went on to say, I think there's strong support for the concept, so we're more than happy to consider that as well, Brinks said. While the idea came from independent Democrat governor candidate Mike Duggan, when he said publicly, when he becomes the next governor, he will stop payments to everybody in Lansing if a budget is not on his desk by July 1st. State reps, state senators, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, everybody. He's shutting it down if they don't get a budget passed and sent to his desk for signing. Well, the topic of downsizing legislative pay was brought up during this week's episode of MERS Pundit Monday, State Senator Joseph Bellino, Republican Monroe, said if people are fixated on shutting down the government, then take my pay for a day or 2 weeks, whatever it takes. I have no problem with that. But I got to remind you, not everybody in the legislature is in my position where they can give up two or three or four paychecks. For some of us, that would hurt some people. But he also referenced how legislators' pay hasn't changed much since the late 2000s. I'd be completely happy in giving up my paycheck, but I'm not sure everybody in this building would be. Well, Democrat State Representative Jasper Martis said, at least on the House side, Democrats have had internal conversations that they're fine with cutting or freezing the pay if a budget can't get done. Yeah, well, let's see how willing you are to do that come midnight on September 30th. Because I think that's where this is going. Unless Matt Hall and the Republicans stay strong and take it right to the final hour, I think that's what's going to happen. But now one of the things that you have to look at here, folks, is the political ramifications. I got a very simple question for you. September 30th, midnight, I'll be watching House TV. I'll be watching Senate TV. I'll get out some popcorn, and I'll be absolutely glued to my computer monitor. Because here's the thing. If we are in a situation where this ends up going down to the final couple of hours, we need to see the process of how this actually happens. Is the House going to pass a budget, send it to the Senate for their consideration, and force them to vote either for or against the House passed budget? If that's the case, then the Senate Democrats are going to be blamed for the government shutdown. If the House Republicans don't come up with a budget, they don't put one forward, well, then they're going to be blamed for this. But here's my question to you. Come November of next year, 2026, are you even going to remember it? Are you even going to remember that we had a government shutdown September 30th of this year? Probably not. Probably not going to be able to do it. One of the things that you have to look at here is the fact that this is probably a short-term memory issue. Unless Mayor Mike Duggan, Democrat of Detroit, running as an independent for governor, makes TV ads about it. Like Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2018 and again in 2022 came up with the campaign slogan, "Elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads." I can see a commercial right now for Mike Duggan, "Elect me governor, and I'll stop paying Lansing when they don't send me a budget by July 1st. I'll stop their paychecks. Vote for me to be your next governor." So, are you even going to remember it? Unless some candidate reminds you of it? Probably not. It's happened in 2007. It's happened in 2009. But I highly, highly doubt anybody is going to even remember this shutdown. Could it be a repeat, perhaps, of 2007, where it was only for a couple of hours, or 2009, when it was only for a day or two? We'll see. We'll continue to see. But basically, the Senate Democrats having this press conference claiming the clock is ticking. Yeah, it is ticking. And you guys need to do your dang job. That simple. And if you don't, well then, you know what? Why don't you just resign? Seriously. Can't get the job done, then just quit. Well, it's funny because this governor still has not called for a special election in the 35th Senate District, and it doesn't appear that she's going to anytime soon. Pretty interesting. Well, short story, I'm going to get started here. We'll wrap it up in the final segment of today's show. Last night, MERS News Service held a one-on-one interview with second-term Congressman John James, who's running for governor ahead of the 2026 elections. James' official congressional office was providing free backpacks to young students at the Jimmy John's Field Ballpark in Utica, as the local Eastside Diamond Hoppers played against the Utica-based Westside Woolies Mammoth. The backpacks came in pink, purple, and blue. They were filled with folders, notebooks, apple jelly jars, and a box of brown sugar oatmeal. James answered questions about his favorite part of the 10th Congressional District, Michigan students entering school without a pre-K through 12 budget deal done, and what was his most out-of-the-box idea. So we will absolutely wrap this up after this break, short break, a word from our sponsors. What is John James' most out-of-the-box idea? I want to get to that one for sure. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. So what is Congressman John James, who's running for governor, what would you say is your boldest out-of-the-box idea? Well, for Carla Wagner, she would say her boldest, biggest out-of-the-box idea as running for governor, which she is, eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan. That's it. Biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea? Eliminating property taxes. Simple. How many words? Four or five? Eliminating property taxes in Michigan. Five words. Kevin Rinke, who I expect is going to announce on Mackinac Island in September when I'm broadcasting from the Green Room in the Grand Hotel on that Friday, he's probably going to say eliminating the state income tax. Eliminating state income tax in Michigan. Again, eliminating state income taxes in Michigan, six words. Here's John James' answer to what is your biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea. I would say it's not going to take one person like him, the governor. It's going to take 10 million people recognizing that solutions aren't going to come out of Lansing. It's going to come from family members. It's going to come from community leaders. It's going to come from people just like you and me listening and reading truly what we believe we deserve better and we can have better. Quote, focusing on economic opportunity, focusing on academic excellence, focusing on public safety, healthy families, and transparency in our government. We can give our people the tools that they need to survive and thrive. Okay, so what is your biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea? What do I get? About 40 or 50 words of gobbledygook. Absolute political BS. That's right, BS. There's not one biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea in this entire two-sentence paragraph. Focusing on economic opportunity? We've heard that dog and pony show from Whitmer for the last 6 years. focusing on academic excellence. What does that mean? How are you going to accomplish that? Focusing on public safety, healthy families, transparency in our government. Which one is your boldest, biggest, out-of-the-box idea, John? I'm sorry, I'm not supporting this guy in any way, shape, or form. Not interested in John James. Actually, John, drop out of the race for governor and keep that seat, that 10th congressional district seat in the Republican column. I know you don't live in the district anymore, but guess what? There is no constitutional requirement, folks, that a U.S. congressman has to live in his district. You want to live in Grand Rapids? Live in Grand Rapids. You got great name recognition in the 10th. Run for re-election. Drop out for governor. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. When you can't even answer a simple question, what would you say is your biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea, and you give 60 words of bull crap? I'm sorry. I'm done with these type of politicians. I want a businessman or a businesswoman. Because like I say, I already know for a fact Carla Wagner would say eliminating property taxes in Michigan. I already know that Kevin Rinke is going to say eliminating state income tax. And oh, by the way, I found out, thanks to William Hamilton down in Lapeer County, Mike Cox is totally against Carla Wagner's and our efforts to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. The AxeMyTax.org effort, Mike Cox is against it. Thank you for doing that for me, William. I've been trying to get him on this show. Can't get his scheduler to even call me back. I don't know what they're so afraid of. Kristen Marcus. Sounds like John James has nothing but word salad to offer. Sounds like Capitol Hill talk has rubbed off on him. You bet. Especially when the question was specific. Your biggest, boldest, out-of-the-box idea. One idea. And this is all the gobbledygook he comes up with. Sorry, not interested in any way, shape, or... John, you can come on the show. I'll have you on for a full hour. But you're going to answer questions. When I ask you a specific question, biggest, boldest idea of the box idea, you're going to answer with one idea. What are you going to do to fix Michigan specifically? Oh, I got a whole list. Get rid of property taxes, get rid of income tax, cut the spending, the budget in half. Get rid of MDOT, get rid of MEDC. Oh, yeah, I got a whole lot. That's it for today's show. We're going to have a great Friday show for you tomorrow, but now the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. We'll see you tomorrow,
everybody.
Thank you
for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.